Mosiah chapter 21. In the first two verses, we see that there was peace for a short time, but then the Lamanites begin to start thinking about the people that were killed in this battle and that their daughters are gone, and their pride starts hurting because they lost that one battle. And so they begin in verses 3 through 5 to start pushing the Nephites around. And again, they're fulfilling the prophecies of Abinadi that they would be, really be pushed around and go through some tremendous afflictions and humbling experiences. Well, in verse 6, the people want to go to battle against the Lamanites. They say the afflictions are just too much. But the point there is that it's trying to make is that they still do not turn to the Lord. See, they still think that they'll turn to the man or their own prowess and stuff, the ways of man to solve this problem. Well, they get beat and driven back, and now their affliction is even far worse. But notice here that the Lord is also purging the wicked from him by having these battles. A lot of the wicked were being purged out of the people of Limhi. So again, they tried two more times to go against the Lamanites, and they're beaten bad and sent back, and this really humbles them, and they're now further purged and tremendously humbled, so that they just become slaves and decide that they are they're going to be slaves. Well, this humbling then gets them to start looking for other avenues, and finally they begin in verse 14 to cry to the Lord. Well, the point is how they had first went the ways of man, and they can just like that's what the story had been clear back at the time of Zenith, that they found it easier to follow the ways of man, and only as a last resort, even under Zenith, you know, only when war came did they, and Zenith's preaching, did the people then want to follow the Lord or turn to the Lord. Well, here now, after this great affliction, they're finally turning to the Lord. Well, they'd been slow to turn to the Lord, so the Lord was slow to hear them. And we have to ask ourselves then again, how merciful and wonderful is the Lord that even though when they only come to him as a last resort, he still listens to him. Instead of coming to him for all the things in their lives as we should, they only wait till things are really bad. And isn't that a lot how we are today? If we have an accident and we're laying out on the side of the road, then we ask for the Lord's help. Or if some emergency comes up, we ask for the Lord's help. And then we take counsel from him on what to do. Or we only listen to the Spirit when it tells us something terrible is going to happen. But we don't listen to the Spirit, and we don't seek the Lord in our daily lives and our normal existence. And this is an important point, but nonetheless, even when we do him as a last resort, he's still merciful, and he still loves his children, and he still hears them. Well, after having turned to the Lord, then about down to verse 16, we see that the people, that the Lord then begins to prosper them to some degree. Remember, they're giving 50% of everything they have to the Lamanites. Well, obviously the Lamanites get to have some people in the land to monitor that they're actually giving them the 50%. And this is how we have the people that are in the land that are pushing them around and making sure that they give them the 50% plus making sure they actually work and grow it. Well, the Lord just blesses them with more because they get to keep half. And having gave half, there as we see in this verse, that some people were actually going hungry. And so the Lord gives them more food. Well, in verse 17, they say that there was obviously many women because the men had been killed in battle. And it says how they handle them. Notice they do not resort to polygamy. They just give of their food to these women. Well, the point is that polygamy is only allowed as an order because you are living the commandments of the Lord. And that can only come because the Lord has commanded us, not because of necessity. We learned before that it's not because of the desires of man. It is meaning that the desires of man are only to be to one wife, and even because of necessity. We only do this because of the commandments of the Lord. Okay, then in verses 21 and 22, we find that the priests of Noah start coming into the land and stealing food, and that they're ever on the lookout for them to catch them and punish them or turn them back over the Lamanites or something, because they're quite angry with them. But the important thing here is that notice that the priests of Noah are become thieves. Instead of going off and growing their own food and doing something, they become thieves. Well, it's just like today. The people who are in charge of our government or salesmen and so forth like this, and lawyers and everything, they just plunder off the society. Well, that they're thieves. And see, the Lord is making this clear that just because we do it by because our economy allows it, or because the Babylonian ways allows it, or because our government allows you to do things, you're still plundering the people. And you're still taking from those who are doing the production, who are doing the actual producing. And so, therefore, that is still theft to the Lord. And we're going to see this come up again. Well, here it's coming up in the first instance. We see that these kind of people, even then when their craft doesn't work anymore, then they just revert right back to being thieves, and because that's all they were in the first place. So therefore, due to these terrible circumstances, the people of Limhi are ever on guard. They're always watching for the Lamanites and for the priests and everything, and they're always worrying about if they're not in numbers and that the Lamanites will kill some of them. And so therefore, they're on guard, and that's when they find find Ammon coming into the land, and we're really back to where we were before we started this account. And so, therefore, in verses 26 through 30, it recounts the Ammon and Limhi's joyful meeting, or meaning as they talk about the records that Limhi had, and that how happy they are that Ammon is from Zarahemla, and that Ammon sorrow at hearing the story of what had happened to his brethren. Well, we learn here that Ammon really was. Ammon and the men that were with him really felt bad for Alma, and they longed to see Alma and his people, because it said that Ammon had Ammon and his men had entered into a covenant with the Lord to serve him and keep his commandments. And so, you know, they felt a strong kinship with Alma. Well, when they get there, and I guess by relating to their feelings towards Alma and what they had done, well, this really inspires Limhi and some of his people, not all of them, but some of his people, that they desire also to enter into a covenant to serve the Lord and keep his commandments. And so then we see that the people of Limhi had been truly prepared, and they were, and just as we'd said, it was obvious for the whole reason that the Lord had sent Ammon there, and that they had been prepared, and now they were ready. And because they want to serve the Lord, they are ready to, the people of Limhi, some of them, want to be baptized. But notice the order here. The order is that they first took a personal covenant. They had to first desire in their hearts and want to serve the Lord and wanted to keep his commandments first. This is something that came in their heart, and then they want to be baptized. It's so important that we get this understood, and throughout the Book of Mormon, it'll talk about more things that are expected of people before they're baptized or before they form a church. Well, in verse 34, it says they did not form a church at this time, and again, what did it say they were waiting for? It said they were waiting for the Spirit of the Lord. They're waiting for the Spirit to give them the authority. Now, so they weren't waiting for the administrative people of Messiah. Now notice here, they already have Ammon there. Ammon is here. And so, therefore, they have a link with Messiah. They know Messiah exists. They know that the church is, or the authority is there with Messiah, but they still believe that they can get it through the authority of the Spirit. And that's how the Lord is supposed to run his church, or any church in it, is through the Spirit and through the direct authority given from the Lord, not through a big administration. And again, when we start doing it administratively, it all begins to be done by the ways of man, and not by the ways of the ways of the Lord. And again, we can begin to see this. What was the requirement for these to be baptized? They wanted to be baptized for because they had had a desire to serve the Lord and keep His commandments. They began entered into a personal relationship with the Lord, and they wanted to find out what the Lord wanted them to personally do. Why? What is the what is the requirement today? Well, do you obey the word of wisdom? Do you pay your tithing? All these outward manifestation, these physical things, because again, when we start to administrate the spirit and the priesthood and so forth, then we start reverting to the ways of man, which means they want things extremely tangible to make a list and check off a list. They do not want to use the spirit to look into the to the person to see what his heart is, and see where his heart is at. And again, as we see in verse 35, why did they want to be baptized? As a witness and a testimony that they were willing to serve God with all their hearts. See, it's their heart that is right, and their heart is the thing that has to be correct to be baptized, not their outward manifestations and so forth. And again, we get let us repeat that the authority is given by the Spirit, not administratively. The determination is due to the heart, not to a bunch of a large physical list. When you begin to do things by this physical list and by administrative purposes, then you have gone completely by it to the ways of man, and you have excluded the Lord out of your church and out of your personal dealings.